At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, an escalated concern of domestic violence in Amador County has reached the district attorney's office. Community interest arose after a murder-suicide occurred upcountry over the New Year holiday. And the frequency of domestic violence cases have even inspired a new group, Amador Coordinated Community Response to Domestic Violence. Now, community members have rallied to see changes in how cases of domestic violence are handled. Replying to those concerns, District Attorney Reby released a public statement welcoming a system-wide analysis of the county's domestic violence services and response. In this statement, Reby promoted a list of services from his Victim Witness Office and Operation Care, some of which include a variety of counseling, restitution assistance, residential scrutiny, victim relocation, and more. Now, ending the statement, Reby said, "No single government agency or community nonprofit can prevent all acts of domestic violence, but together, with the assistance of concerned citizens, we can make a difference in the prevention and reduction of incidents of domestic violence." Now, if you'd like to get involved with this new community group, a meeting will be held this coming Saturday, February 1st, 4:30, at Rosebud's Cafe on Main Street in Jackson. If you'd like more information, you can also visit Operation Care, operationcare.org. While the latest local unemployment figures reflect the state's record low unemployment rate, local joblessness is trending slightly up. On Friday, California Employment Development Department officials reported in December unemployment across the state held steady at a record low 3.9%. Locally, Amador County came in at 3.7% in December, with 540 out of a total 14,810 labor force unemployed. In the November report, Amador unemployment figures were at 3.4%. Calaveras County reported unemployment in December at 3.5%, or 740 jobless out of 21,500, a slight increase over the previous month's unemployment rate of 3.3%. EDD officials report 12,600 non-farm payroll jobs were added across the Golden State in December. Those gains extend California's record job expansion to 118 months. The streak, which began in February of 2010, has brought the state an estimated 3.4 million plus jobs. And what can you expect during an emergency evacuation? Well, Kyle Dale, a trained FEMA evacuation specialist now working in Amador County, will speak at the next Fiddletown Fire Safety meeting this coming Wednesday, the 29th, to show residents exactly what to expect and how to plan if you have 5 minutes, 10 or 30 minutes, or an hour to get out. In addition to this life-saving information, the Amador Fire Protection District will have fire personnel on hand as well. Also, the fire district will provide an important update on the changing status of volunteer firemen in Fiddletown. The meeting begins at 6:30 Wednesday evening, Fiddletown Community Center. It is open to the entire county. That's 6:30 this Wednesday, Fiddletown Community Center.
Well, growing your own vegetables can be fulfilling and downright tasty. Learn what veggies grow well in the foothills, how to best care for them. Join the Master Gardeners of Amador County this Saturday for the free public education class, Introduction to Vegetable Gardening in the Foothills. The many microclimates in the foothills challenge gardeners with variations in temperature, water needs, soil quality, and pests. This class will provide a great basis for planning and cultivating a productive and vibrant veggie garden. Handouts will be provided. The class is free and open to the public. Reservations not required. All classes are held in the GSA building on Airport Road from 9 to noon. For questions, call the Master Gardeners 10 to noon, Tuesday through Thursday at 223-6838.
Amador County leaders Donna Jackson and Dr. Robert Hartman have been named recipients of the 2020 Margaret Dalton Golden Nugget Award. The Jackson Rancheria and the Amador County Chamber of Commerce established the award to honor local people who contribute their time and efforts to local causes with little fanfare or recognition. Now, both will be honored at a special dinner in their honor Friday, March 6th at the Jackson Rancheria Hotel's Grand Oak Ballroom. Now, cocktails are at 6, dinner is at 7. Chamber members and members of the public can honor both Jackson and Hartman by making reservations. Call the Chamber office, 223-0350, visit the Chamber website or the Jackson Rancheria Casino website.
And give the gift of life by giving blood. Tomorrow, Vitalant will host a Valley Springs Community Blood Drive at the Valley Springs Sport and Fitness Center, 1:30 until 5:30. Donors must be 16 years age, at least 110 pounds, be in good physical shape and health, and bring photo ID. For more info, visit vitalant.org. And I should be clear on that, folks. Be in good general health, I should have said. Bring photo ID. For more info, again, vitalant.org.
And a quick reminder for you that Caltrans working again this week on the traffic signal at the James Dalton Medical Center in Angels Camp, Highway 49, Sultana to Lee Lane. Could see up to 15-minute delays there. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.